Of all the podcasts and all the streaming services in all the world, you've walked into mine, and I'm grateful. The words, "Play It Again, Sam," are often quoted from, but actually never spoken in, the movie Casablanca. But that's what I've been doing for several weeks, resetting, re-recording, and reposting a few early episodes of Great Hearts Table. But we're back with fresh thoughts meant to encourage pastors in their ministries, and with this episode, I want to add my voice to the plethora of those honoring the life and ministry of Tim Keller, except that's not really what is motivating this post. Rather, I want to leverage his legacy to praise the many faithful and unknown Christians scattered throughout the church who are having profound impact on others. Thanks for joining us around Great Hearts Table. This could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
Oh, my favorite people are broken. Believe me, my heart should know.
I asked a friend the other day, semi-seriously, whether there was some law of the universe requiring anyone with any kind of online or print platform to write a tribute to the recently deceased pastor and author Tim Keller. It certainly was beginning to look that way. There's no such law, of course. The true story is that Keller's influence was broad, and that his message and ministry impacted so many so deeply that they all felt the need at the same time to say so. I could do the same. At a time when I was depleted, losing hope, and floundering, God used him to remind me of the unfailing reality of the love of Christ for someone as flawed as I. Tim Keller unknowingly presided over a revival of my soul, and I've not been the same since. Keller modeled the kind of steady, pastoral presence and cultural insight that once characterized London pastor John Stott, one of Keller's mentors. Keller's presence and impact and durability, like Stott's, is all the more remarkable for its lack of scandal. Certainly aspects of his ministry and judgment will and ought to be subject to critique, but for him to carry on such a high-profile ministry for so long, with no reports of sexual impropriety, no accusations of abusive leadership, or no breach of financial accountability, is perhaps his most notable legacy. With fame and influence, even small measures of it come temptation, and Keller had massive influence, and by all reports, he bore the challenges of that with unquestionable honor. And for that, we should be grateful to God. Steve Shackelford, the CEO of Redeemer City to City, a ministry which arose under Keller's influence, tweeted, "There was no dissonance between the man you saw publicly and the man you witnessed privately." To have no such distinction between our public and private selves should be the desire of us all. So the tributes are worthily placed, and yet I raise a word of protest. Certainly, I wouldn't be who I am without Tim Keller, but neither would I be who I am without Russell Foote, a man known to but a few. In our eagerness to praise a single person, to exalt those well known, we risk neglecting and failing to honor the many unnamed and unknown others whom God has used to make us who we are. Elizabeth McAdams, our church's gifted director of children's ministry, has a rich legacy of the unknown in her past. She showed me a picture a few months ago. It was a photo of a few of the Sunday school teachers of the church she grew up in, and in this photo, a half dozen women in dresses are sitting around a room cutting out flannel graph figures for their upcoming lessons. They're acting faithfully in obscurity to train little boys and little girls, and these women will receive no notice in the New York Times, but by their faithful labor, they indelibly shaped the woman who has become such a key ministry partner for me. Recently, Elizabeth had the joy of meeting up with the man who had been an assistant pastor in that church for nearly 40 years. He, too, had been a quiet, faithful, and steady influence in her life. That Elizabeth is who she is and is having the impact she is having in our church is the fruit not so much of the Tim Kellers of the world, but of the faithfulness of these quiet and sincere Christians from Lapeer, Michigan. From these people, she learned to love Jesus and to be faithful to him. That's rich. The tributes to Tim Keller are well-deserved, of course. But something profound is lost if in the process of praising those well-known, we overlook those whose impact has been as profound, but more limited. There are thousands of Sunday school teachers around the globe showing up week after week after week to teach the stories of the Bible in such a way that others grow to love them. There are preachers battling fatigue and feelings of insignificance and unworthiness, stepping into pulpits in season and out of season to repeat a well-worn gospel to a people who too easily forget it. We dare not forget them. I could tell you of Jem Lucas, of Tim and Bev Smith, of Tom Stray, Willard Michael, George Stulak, Bill Mills, and more, all persons whom God used to shape my life, but who are known to few. Like Elisha picking up Elijah's mantle, Keller picked up Stott's. Now that Keller has laid it aside, some despair that there's no one to take it up again. I'm not worried, though. The mantle of faithful Christian ministry is being passed from person to person, teacher to pupil, pastor to parishioner, in countless towns around the world. You and I aren't meant to carry on the ministry of Tim Keller. That's okay. If I can bear the mantle of Jim and Bev, Tom and Mike and the others, I'll consider it a great honor. Great Hearts Table is published on the first, second, and fourth Mondays of each month in both audio and print format. Thanks to Over the Rhine for permission to use their wonderful songs, All My Favorite People and Called Home, and thanks to you for listening. I am Randy Greenwald, pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Oviedo, Florida.
Just shy of breaking down, there's a bend in the road that I have found called home. Take a left at loneliness, there's a place to find forgiveness called home.